Okay, we're learning Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph. Today we're starting from the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. We learned by Batei Rechaima, you have 12 months to be paid it, to redeem it. After 12 months, the Lekach keeps it. Look at the Mishnah. So Rishayna, Nitman Yerim Shtei Masa Chodesh. The Lekach is to hide himself the last day of the 12th month. This way, the guy can't buy from him. Kadei Shechol Lo, so you'll be able to keep it. So Hiskin Hillel, she yehei cholish ma'isav lishka. Hillel was mistaken that the guy could throw his money, the meicher who wants to redeem it, could throw his money into a lishka and say, here's your money. Ve'yishoyver's adalas, he breaks the door to the house, v'nichnas, and he goes into this house. Bekitze, he's mistaken that it works to give the money forcefully and just throw him the money, throw him into lishka, throw him the money, and that will make a pidyon. V'nichas emes shiurza. Hello, what?
Lishka's owned by the
Lekach. No, they made a special room. Hillel was stuck in a special room, and so the emes shiurza. Hello, is yov v'yitos meisa. Whenever the guy wants, he'll go in and get his money. He said, "Here's your money. Take it. Good, it's yours. Whenever you want, go get your money." Amar Rav. That's the Mishnah says. So Hillel was stuck in that the sina bal karchai works, even though the guy is not here. It works. That's what Hillel was stuck in. So Amar Rava, Metakonosis of Hillel, we learn from the Takon of Hillel that we're out of Takon, the Sina of Al Karcha, we're not called, be called the Sina. So therefore, in a case of someone says, as Reza Gita Chavnash, Titanli Messiah Zuz, someone gives a get, but tonight that she will give him 200 Zuz, Vinosna Loi, and she gave him Midaitoi. If she gives it to him midaita, that he accepts it migrashus. Bal karcha in migrashus, but if he gives it to him forcefully, it's not migrashus, because you see, the sina bal karcha lo yishmon asina. Why midichach lehil laskunin asina bal karcha ev nasina? Habam asina bal karcha ev nasina. Since he needed a tikkun of Hillel, if the sina bal karcha was an asina, what was the big deal? On the last day of the 12th month, the guy wasn't here, let him give it to him forcefully and finish. We need Hillel's tikkun.
He's not here.
Oh. But the more than that, the word is Hillel says, That's good nasina. Mashba without Hillel's takana would not be good nasina.
By get, he can
by get is in bal karcha. Special din. It works bal karcha. By get. Here is giving the money. She's giving the money to him. And we see from here that nasina of bal karcha is not nasina because Hillel needed Hillel's takana. That's the Gemara says. But Israel Hillel skudin nasina bal karcha nasina habam nasina galar nasina. Masker apart with here of Ashi. But maybe the reason why Hillel got kind of here is because it wasn't in front of him, because he wasn't here. Maybe if it's in front of, it works anyway. So maybe I get if you give it to him in front of him, it works. The only time it doesn't work is shalai befanav. That's when you need Hillel's takana. But maybe the sino akarach hamenasino, as long as it's in front of him. So don't bring a riot to this. Igadamri. Another version of the Gemara, Amar Rava, Metakanosa Shel Hillel, Hareza Gitech, Amanash Shitlim Sayim Zuz, Benosloi, Beimidaita, Beimakarcha Avnasina. The opposite. Rava says, we learn from Hillel that if you give Messiah Zuz, Saiv give it Balkarcha, Madaita, it's a good Nasina. When did Hillel have to make a Takana? Shaloi Befanov. Avafanov, Beimidaita, Beimakarcha Avnasina. He said, look, Hillel only made it to Kana because it was Shalai B'Fanav. But without that, it would have been a good Asina. So it's a Raya, it's a good Asina, even Bal Karcha. Maskel Lora Papa Vatan Rav Shimi Barashi, but don't be B'Fanav and Shalai B'Fanav and Daita and Bal Karcha Loi. Maybe really, even B'Fanav, you need a Daita. And not Bal Karcha. Why did Hillel say about the Kana? That's because he was hiding. But Hillel, my Itchuk Lelitakan, he's Vesakan, because that was the facts that the guy wasn't here. But of course, he would need a Takana maybe even in front of him Bal Karcha. So the Gemara comes out that we're not sure if Nesina Bakar Kham Nesina, we're not sure if it's a Raya from Hillel or not, the Zichar not a Raya from Hillel. What? He's saying, because why did Hillel mistak on the case of Shloi B'Fanav? Because that was the case, that was the story. That was the story. That if it would have been here, you'd have to make the Kana. The case was, he used to hide. So that's why he made the Kana that way, in that oifen, because the guy wasn't here. But he would have made the Kana anyway, either way. Okay, brand new Mishnah now. No shaykes the Gemara for no Mishnah. Call, so the Mishnah Vayta. What we know is din batei irchaima. Batei irchaima have different dinim. Houses of irchaima. The din is that the first year you can redeem it. After that, chalut loy. It stays by the lekach. So you have to know what a batei irchaima is, right? So the Mishnah call shuhu lefnim v'nachaima. Anything that's inside the walls, besides the fields. And we'll see what we'll be marba. But everything inside a Ir Chaimah have a din of Bat Ir Chaimah besides the fields. Rameir Mafasadis, even fields are included. The Gemara will explain that machlaikis. Not a halacha. Bayis habonu b'chaimah. Let's say you have a house built in the wall. It's built into the walls, very thick walls, built into the walls. Rabbi Yudaima, what? Inside the wall. But it could be even in the wall. It's
in the wall going out or in the wall going in?
The wall, let's say, is 10 amas thick. It's in the wall. That's how wide his house is. His house is wide 10 amas. And as long as long
his
as
house
wants.
Is used as the wall.
Like, his house is in the wall. In the wall.
Some
say it means the outside of the wall is also.
The door, who's the door to the house? Makes
no, it makes a difference. But I don't know if it makes a difference. But the door is inside. Inside the city. Bayis Avon B'chaim, no one said anything about Heker Tzir here. Heker Tzir over here. So I don't know. So Bayis Avon Pasha means inside. But there are some who learned that it means that the outside wall of the house is the wall of the city. Okay, let's just look. Bayis Avon B'chaim, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Einik Abatei Rechaim. If a bayis is built in the wall, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not like Batei Rechaim. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Koisel Hachitzen Hichem Asai. That it is like Batei Rechaim, and the outside wall, Hichem Asai, that is the Chaim for this house, is the outside wall, and it is called Abatei Ari Chaim. So we have two parts of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah has Mechalikis about Sadois. Second part of the Mishnah has Mechalikis about a house built in the wall. So discuss the first half of the Mishnah now. Tara Abanon says in the Pasuk, Bim loy yigal adam loy slashana tamima v'kama bayis asher be'ir asher loy chayma l'tzvisos. So it says bias, only the bias. We only know bias. Menayel rabbis bought the badim. Let's say you know the olive presses, bought the merchatzoyes, the bathhouses, and megdolos. And megdolos are like the like a dresser, like storage houses, like a shed maybe. V'shayvchim and chicken coops, the buries for shichim aris. Tamalayim, how you know those things also are included in bias? Tamalayim, share the ear, everything in the city. Yochal shani marbe afasadois. Maybe she marbe also the sadois of tua. Tamalei bayis. Says we dafka bayis. The Rav Yehuda. So when it says in the Mishnah kosher l'fin b'nachayim, it means a lot of things. It means the bathhouses, the factories, everything is included in the batim. Besides the fields. Rav Meir imer bayis ain't lila bayis. Man, Rav is both the batim, matar gatzoyis umigdolis. V'shoyf chim varis shichim varis. Vafilu sadois. Rav Meir says bayis. How do you know marbe all other things like you know? You know, olive presses and bathhouses and dressers and even sadois. Tamalim Hashem Be'ir. Ah, I have a halach of bayis. It says bayis. Omer Chisam Rav Katina. Yeah, Rav Meir really agrees. Sadois, like the growth tefuah, also is not included. But the nafkamina between Rav Meir and the Chacham is, and Tanakama is, Chulsis Umetzula Ike Benayu. These are fields, Chulsis Umetzula are fields that are not royal to plant anything. What?
It's not a different thing.
Rameh? Rameh, 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 Rameh. I said Chacham. It's Rameh, Rameh, first Rameh? No, it's Tanakama, Rameh, Rameh. And this price says Rameh, Rameh, yeah, right. It's in the Mishnah's Tanakama, here's Rameh, Rameh, yes. So the Afghanistan of Rameh, Rameh, and Rameh is not Sodos of Tvua. Sodos of Tvua, the Kuli Alma, are not called a Batei Rechaimah. It's not called something that's in the Rechaimah. It has an Asteyachuz of that. The nafgamina between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is chosus matzula. Chosus matzula are fields that are not royal Israel, and you use them to build houses. Why? They're full of racks, special racks for cement. That's what they use from, or you use sand from there. So Rav Meir holds, even though they're a field, but they have a din bias. Why? Because I use those materials for batim. Mashenka Rav Yehuda holds that you don't use, those are like sadas. So chosus matzula ike benai. By Tanya, and we learn like that in the Brisa also. Chosla matzula reya mekabatim. Reya says like a batim. Reya udayim mekasadois, like sadois. So it works out very good. That's what we do.
Every bayis built on this field?
Yeah, okay.
So what about the rest of the field?
The outside? The chosla outside?
Yeah.
That's different then, yeah. I don't know if it's in the bayis. That's in the sadan.
What part of the
field? What?
Someone sells a house with a backyard, that's going to be part of, that's not going to be part of the bayis.
Right, so I don't know exactly. I don't know. We have to look up. Good question. What happens if the bias, when you say Bati Rechaimah, what about the field around the bias? I'm not sure about that. I didn't see anything in the Gemara about it, but I'm not sure. So what's the Gemara of Aitim? Yeah. Yesterday, May, you asked the question of Bayis Yerchaima when you makdash it. It says if someone redeems it, he gets it after a year. You asked, when's the year from? From the Hekdash or from when he buys it? Rashi says from when he buys it. Not with a Hekdash. So I'm going to speak that out. From when he buys it. Okay. Zotim Aravaita. Bayis Habonu Bechaima. Rabbi Yehuda Aime Einoi Kebati Yerchaima. We had a Mishnah at the end. We had a Mishnah at the end over here. That a shaila about a house that's built in the wall. So, you know, if the Elam knows Bissel Nach, or at least the Haftarah, they know that it's just a thing like that. A few weeks ago in the Haftarah, Omrav Yechna, Mishneim Mikro Echad Darshu. And maybe it's not a few weeks ago, maybe it's coming up. I don't remember exactly. Omrav Yechna, Mishneim Mikro Echad Darshu. I shouldn't say when it was, I'm sorry, I'm not sure myself. Omrav Yechna, Mishneim Mikro Echad Darshu. The Pasuk says, when they sent the Meraglim, when Yeshua sent Meraglim to Yericho, to Eretz Yisrael, to find out, so it says they were Rochav, Batarideim Bechevel Ba'ada Chaloin, Ki Beisa Bekira Chayma, Ubechayma Yeshavas. It says that she lowered them down with a rope, you know, from the window, because her house was Bekira Chayma in the wall, Ubechayma Yeshavas, double lashon. So Rav Shimon Sofer Kapash to the Kra. What it means, like, say like this: based on Bekira Chaim, her house was in the wall. Ubechaim Yeshavas, and it's considered that she lives in a Bati Yer Chaim. That's how he learns Taich, and therefore he holds that's a good. It's a good. It's part of Yer Chaim. Rav Shimon Sofer live Yer Chaim. She lived in the wall, but not in the Yer Chaim, and therefore he holds that's not called Bati Yer Chaim if you have a house in the wall. Zok to Gemara Vaitem. Say rather, a lot of the mefarshim on that pasuk learn that kibesa v'kir chayma v'chayma yeshavas means that it was two parts of the house. It had one part of the house, one of the rooms were in the walls, and the rest of the house was outside the wall. But okay, but this is my regadarshim. No, inside it wasn't part of the wall. It was inside. Yeah. Zok t'mishda vayta. Ir shagagasel chamasa. Unless you have a whole entire city that has no separate wall. Just, it's made like, you know, Whispering Pines over here. It has all the things attached. And that's the wall. That's the wall. The wall of the city is the houses. Why is it called the Gagoyseh HaChemiseh? Why do I just say the roofs? So I saw in the Rishash, his mashma, the Vart is that because if you have fences without a roof, that's not a problem, even though using that fence for your property. It's only because it has a roof, makes it into a house, so that's what makes the wall into a problem, because it's houses that are walls. So if you have a row of houses, what? Yeah, but even Westbury Park, there's Sterling Forest also. You just need a few more inches, you have a whole wall around the city. You have 10 houses together, and that's the wall. And that will be the wall, a walled city. Okay, luckily, that's not called a walled city. Or the wall is not there from the days of Yeshua. Non any kabati yerchaima does not have a din bati yerchaima. The elohin bati yerchaima. These are the type of city that qualifies for bati yerchaima. Shalish chatzeres needs at least three properties to shnei batim, with two houses to each property. It needs at least that size to be called a city. And what are the examples of these type of cities? Could go in Katzra HaYeshana Shotzapayri, and Tzapayri is a city called Katzra HaYeshana, and that is a place that's walled from Yeshua Benon's days. V'chikra Shal Gush Chalav, V'yedefes HaYeshana, V'gamla, V'gedud, V'chadid, V'una, V'rishlayim. All those cities are all walled cities. V'chein Kiritzvim, anything like that, that's from Yeshua Benon, walled, that's... No. Because Tveri, we'll see in a second, doesn't have a wall on one side. Bring your Tzvam. No. Not for my Shuminun. Zach the Gemara, Tara Avana, they didn't have Shushun Purim in Tzvas.
They have in Gamla.
Tara Avana, what?
They have in Gamla.
In Tveri, the Shiloh, because in Tveri, the Shiloh have been passed in the same way like here, what? In Gamla, yeah. They should have, yeah. Shushun Purim in Gamla, yeah. It could be not the same Gamla. It's because it's not ancient Gamla. They have a city Gamla, he said, but it's not ancient Gamla. It could be it's not this Gamla, you know. That gamla is called Gamla because it has the mountain looks like a camel. Tana Rabbanan. Yeah, it's a mountain. Tana Rabbanan. It's not saying it's not the same one, but you know, you have to know. Maybe they have children from there. No idea. Tana Rabbanan. Chayma, it says in the Tapasik, it has to be a wall. Chayma. V'loy shur eager. And not a wall that comes from the roots. Like we learned in the Mishnah, that does not work. Saviv. Prat l'tveria. It comes to disqualify tveria. Watch. It can't have a wall on one side because it has the water. You can't put a wall on the beach. You lose your beaches. So on one side does not have a wall. Just the yam is the chayma, and that does not work. It has walls on four sides. Sovik. Rav Lezer says I'm another drasha. It says Ashaloi chayma. It says loy with an aleph, and you read it. I think the ksiv is loy with aleph, and you read it loy with the vav. To teach us, you know, it doesn't have a wall now, but if it once had a wall, it's enough to be called a walled city from Moshua Benot. I mean, even there's no wall now. So, the Mishnah says, it gives you a list of Bati Rechaim. So, the Braisa also gives you a list and tells you which region it's in. Tana. Gamla Begol. The city of Gamla that we said is walled from Moshua Benot is in the region of Gol. Begadud Beva Yardain. Bechorod Vuno Vishlaim is all by Yehuda. So, the Mishnah, my karma. Why do we only count these cities? Are these the only cities that are Mekefes Chayma or Mishu Menon? The Gemara assumes there's other ones. My Kama, Amar Abaya, Hach Kama. This say you read. This say the Brice teaching us. Ad Gamla beGalil, until Gamla and Galil, the whole part of Galil, until Gamla, had walls. It means from where Galil starts in the south and up north until the Gamla were all walled cities. That's what it says. Beva Yard, Ad Gedud Beva Yarden. Same thing goes to Gedud Beva Yarden. Mechard Vuner Yishlayim Yehuda. That's the only ones. It's not Ad. There's Mechard Vuner Yishlayim Yehuda. Only those are the walled cities in Yehuda. That's a bias shot. Rav is a little different. Rav Amar Gamla. The reason why we specify these is that they have twin cities in different regions. So we're saying Dafka the Gamla Begalil is a walled city. Lafuki Gamla the Sha'aratzis. Gamla in any other region is not a walled city. Gedud Beva Yarden. Lafuki Gedud Sha'aratzis. And Enoch the Loi Ika the Kavasai Loi Tzuchle. But the other cities that didn't have a twin city somewhere else, we didn't mention in the Mishnah. So we're saying the Mishnah only mentioned things, or the Brice only mentioned things that have twin cities. If you speak out, Dafka the one in Gol, and Dafka the one in Yehuda, and Dafka the one in Eva Yarden, that's the one that had walls. But not the other ones that have the same name. Those don't have walls in Moshua Benon.